We can't get away from ourselves. We cannot get away from cause and effect. But what we can do is live in a loving manner as that loving cause, and then have love return to us, because that's the only thing that can happen. We have that much direct influence in life. We are the sole reason that our lives are the way that it is.
Hello, tranquil viewers. Welcome to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. We are pleased to present the conclusion of a three-part series featuring an interview with Dr. Stephen Harefield from the U.S., who is a Zen priest and an author. Dr. Harefield regularly lectures about spiritual topics such as the power of thought and the benefits of meditation, and is dedicated to helping those who are in search of their original self-nature. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent had the opportunity to discuss with Dr. Harefield some of the topics addressed in his latest book, The 12 Sacred Principles of Karma. Dr. Harefield says the law of karma can be explained through 12 equally important principles, and they serve as a roadmap in helping us to realize the essence of life. Dr. Harefield dedicates the 12 Sacred Principles of Karma to all truth seekers and writes, "Living the divine being within you is your destiny, the underlying reason for life itself. We thus begin with concept of fate. Do we really have free will in our lives, or is everything set by destiny?" Dr. Harefield shares his nuggets of wisdom.
My teachers one day started explaining to me about destiny. We think we have this thing called free will. What we have is choice. And we tend to confuse choice with free will. Because if there's a destiny or a fate, how does free will fit in that? It doesn't. Because you're going to live that destiny in this lifetime or another one. And it's just up to you when you decide to do it. It's as simple as that. With spending years going, there is no way I'm going to do that. And yet, all the circumstances led up into me doing exactly what I do today. So we all have a destiny. We're all going to live that destiny, sooner or later.
Many people fervently search for their soulmate, believing this person will make them happy in life. Dr. Harefield cautions that there is a world of difference between a soulmate and what he calls a twin flame, or someone who loves us without judgment and for who we are.
If you look for a soulmate, you could find your worst nightmare. And you're attracted to this person. And all of a sudden, it turns out to be the worst relationship you've ever had. What you don't realize is you played the karmic debt out. There's no longer a karmic debt between you two. I asked one of my teachers in India one day about relationships and the idea of love. And his answer was beautifully simple. He said, "Stephen, love does not know time, nor does it know distance. It only knows itself. That when you find that true partner, that true flame, you will know it within a matter of seconds. And then you'll spend the rest of your life learning to know each other." Hmm. And that, to me, is the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame. A soulmate can be your worst nightmare, and a twin flame will never be that.
We also asked Dr. Harefield about the nature of consciousness and its different aspects.
How about that consciousness versus clarity of consciousness? You mentioned a little about clarity of consciousness.
We all have consciousness. We just don't use it. Clarity of consciousness is where we no longer have old baggage that we hold to, which shades, shapes, and jades what we see. You talk with a lady as an example, that let's say she's had difficult experiences in relationships. So today she has a hard time trusting a male. How can she ever have a fulfilling relationship as long as she cannot trust that male? And here's the funny thing. Because she doesn't trust the man, she's always going to attract men to her that she can't trust in the first place until she gets over it. That's an unclear consciousness. Once she steps into clarity of consciousness, she trusts individuals just for who they are and not for who they aren't. We all look at potential when we look at people instead of the reality of the person. Potential is only potential until it's realized and lived. Other than that, it's chasing an illusion. So clarity of consciousness is living in truth and chasing nothing and allowing life to come to you, because it does and it will.
What about the global pool? What is that?
Global pool. That's every single thought that every single human that's ever lived has put out into consciousness.
Every single one?
Yes, ma'am. Here's the interesting thing, that once you think a thought, it stays out there in consciousness until it finds its like kind, and then like Doppler, that returns to you. So the collective pool is all human consciousness. Consciousness can be used for communication, just like you and I are doing right now. And it doesn't matter where in the world you or I sit, we can still link consciously. So once we become aware of consciousness as a vehicle and as a mechanism, we can now use it for that mechanism. I mean, the sole reason I ended up in India was from that vehicle. So when we look at the world today and collective consciousness today, that consciousness is in turmoil. Why? Because human is in turmoil. And if people aren't careful, they're going to allow themselves individually to get into greater turmoil. Why? Because right now, most people are unconscious of that connection with it. People that are otherwise very peaceful are becoming very violent today. Why? Because of them or because of consciousness? It's a reflection of one to the other. One to the other. Which one is in dominance? So, conscious clarity would be knowing who you are.
Being conscious that we are connected inside to the rest of humankind and the universe is part of a journey to self-mastery. But what constitutes full self-mastery? Dr. Harefield shares his view.
Understanding and implicitly accepting yourself. Self-mastery is removing all illusion and living authentically within your own self, within only who you are. When we were on the way to Tibet, one of my teachers said to me, 14 of us in a single file, "Stephen, you sound like an elephant stomping through the jungle. Come up here." And he said, "Do you know how you walk?" And I said, "Yes." And he laughed and said, "No, you don't. How do you breathe? How do your feet touch the ground? What's your stride? How do you move? What are your arms doing?" I couldn't answer any of those. And he said to me this, "Move back in line and pay very close attention to all moves you make and remove all wasted movement." And about an hour later, I heard from up front, "Good." I no longer sounded like an elephant. But when you say, what is self-mastery? It's knowing yourself implicitly in any and everything that you do. How you move, how you think, how you feel, and allow nothing to be in control of you in any of those moments. Nothing. And if your emotions and your mind are always the same, life no longer has a hold on you, then you've mastered you.
What is the relationship between bad karma and illness? Dr. Harefield teaches that disease is an outward manifestation of the fact that one's inner life is not in balance.
In some parts of the world, the closest thing you're going to get to a doctor is a monk. And they are wizards when it comes to herbs, so to speak. But they also understand the metaphorical representation of the body parts. Lungs represent the ability to receive. Liver and kidneys are the filters. The intestine are to digest foods. What we as human don't realize is every cell in your body is controlled by your mind. And your cells resonate and vibrate to what you think and feel. So if you do not like you, you're already in the process of destroying your own self. Because you don't like you. So when we look at illness, that's a culmination of karma based in that part of the physiological aspect of that body. The fastest transmuter of karma actually happens to be cancer. Why do women get cancer, breast cancer, cervical or uterine cancer? Where do people store guilt in their bodies? Usually in the area that determines their gender. Testicular cancer is men that feel guilty and don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to release it, know how to get rid of it. But that's the result, again, of karma showing up in a physiological sense in the body. And it's a cumulative effect of what they've done.
So karma will show up in your body.
Oh, it does.
Not just events.
It's a universal truth, so it'll show up anywhere. It can show up in events, in people, in words, thoughts, deeds, actions, and in your body.
Finally, Dr. Harefield wishes to offer these parting thoughts to our viewers.
It's not about what people have done to you. It's about what you do for others. And when you learn that the greatest value that you have is sharing the truth of you, not your perceptions, but the truth of who you are, with any person that comes along. And when you open your heart and you share that loving heart that you have, people cannot resist it. They just cannot. Find peace within you. It's never outside you. Whatever you seek, it's always within you. Never away from you. Look in there first, and then share what you find with all people. That's what I would say.
Our sincere appreciation and thanks, Dr. Stephen Harefield, for taking time to introduce us to your most recent book and providing understandable, real-world examples that help clarify the workings of the law of karma and other metaphysical principles. We wish you every success in your future noble endeavors. For more details on Dr. Stephen Harefield, please visit www.harefield.com. CDs and books, including The 12 Sacred Principles of Karma by Dr. Harefield, are available at the same website. Loving viewers, thank you for your presence today on our program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May we all be conscious of the daily choices we make in life.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/SS.